We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are starting on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, two-thirds of the way down by the two dots. In the Mishnah, it listed all the different holidays of the Goyim, and it says, Yom Genusa Shel Malchehem, or Shel Malachim, V'yom HaLeida V'yom HaMisa, Divrei Rav Meir. So what exactly is Yom Genusa? What does that mean? Zok de Gemara, my v'yom genusya shavachem. Am Rabbi Yehuda, yom shemamidim boy erdichavim es malkum. When they placed their melech, they inaugurate their king. That was a day of a holiday, and they brought kabbonis to avodah zarah, and that was the yom edom. Freit de Gemara, hekisay yom genusya means an inauguration day. V'atayim to the brides, yom genusya v'yom shemamidim boy es malkum. It says the day of genusya and the day that the mamidim boy es malkum. You see, it must be genusya is not the day they appoint their king. And if the Gemara like Kasha, how did they debray? One's talking about his own inauguration, the other one is inaugurating his son as king. Sometimes the king gets old, and he wants his son to take over, and they appoint the king, the son king, in his days. And Rashi says, "Kshamidim ben melech b'chayi aviv liachzikoy b'malucha sameach av." He's very happy. They make that a holiday also. It's very exciting for the father to see the son's taking his first steps of becoming the king. So that's the two. That's Yom Genusya, is also an inauguration day. Both are your inauguration day. Freit Gemara, Omi Mukme Malka Bar Malka. Is there such a thing by the, this is talking about the Roman holidays, by the Romans, is there such an idea that a son takes over the post of his father? But Tanur Rav Yosef, it says about Edoyim, about Rome, it says, the Pasuk says, Hine Kotoy Nesaticha Bagoyim, Bozu Yatamoid, that you're a small one by the nations, and you're Bozu Yatamoid, You're a very lowly nation, and we tarshin like this. They don't get a son does not replace his father as king, and they have to. Every king has to be voted in. It's like a democratic government, a democracy, and therefore, you always have the melech. Is always usually not doesn't go after his father, gets appointed. So that's first of all katana siticha, and the pasuk is about the mazur atamoid. She'em leksav lelosh. They don't have their own right, their own language, their own grammar, and they don't have their own grammar. They don't have their own language. Ksav could mean they don't have their own books. They don't have their own philosophy and own things. They always take from other people, like the Romans. We know English comes from Latin, and their books are from other peoples, other countries. They don't have their own identity. That's something about Rome. They don't have their own identity. So, hine katana saticha means that by Rome, the son does not replace the father as king automatically. They have to be voted in. So, Haki, you say, is talking about an inauguration day of the son. There's no melech by melech by the Romans. Elamai yom genusu yom aleda. Means the birthday. We have a different price that says yom genusu yom aleda. Obviously, yom genusu is not yom aleda. Like, kash all day of the bray. One's his birthday, one's his son's birthday. When Bryson says there's Yom Genusa Shloi and Yom Genusa Shabanoi, but Yom Aleda Shloi and Yom Aleda Shabanoi, there's Yom his own Leda and the Yom Aleda Shabanoi. Ella, so you see, Klar, that there's two type of Genus, just one his and one's Benoi. So it's back to the Shvei, back to the Kasha. There's no Melech by Melech. Ella Ma Yom Genusa Yom Shemidah by Malcolm. Taka means inauguration day. The question was, what are two things? Like Kasha, how did they all break? One's his inauguration day, one's his son's inauguration day. You asked me, v'kashalach le'muki malka ba'malka, that by the Romans, the son does not take over the father. They shayla mukmi. There could be a way that if the king asks for it, he takes reshus from the government to appoint his son, then it could be done. So it could be done. It's not automatic, but it could be done, ayidei shayla, by asking for it from the government. Just like we find going Asveris bar Antoninus the Malach, that just like we find by Antoninus Hamelach, his son took him over as because of his father's request. Amalei, what was the story? Amalei, Antoninus the Rebbe. Antoninus, we'll see, the Gemara was very good friends with Rebbe. The Shaila, how he became friends with Rebbe exactly. In the Darius HaRashonim, he's the Roman Emperor Marcus Antoninus, and he ruled like 161 CE. And when he traveled through Eretz Yisrael, he met Rebbe, and he became very good friends with Rebbe. So it says, Amalei to the Rebbe, it says, Be'ina d'imlech Asveris Bari. First of all, I want my son Asveris to become king Techaisai, after me, to rule in my place, instead of me. And also I want, to very Klonya, I also want another thing, I want that Tveria, which is full of Tamid Chachamim, I want it to be declared a tax-free zone. And I want these two things. I have to ask the government these two favors. If I ask the government one request, they will grant it. But if I ask for two, they will not. They don't grant both requests. Some of the Mefarshim say that it's the din lamata, it's like din lamayla. Just like we find when you ask the Urim for two things, you shouldn't ask two things at one time. Here also, there's such an idea, you don't ask for two things. So he had a question to Rebbe. He's bringing Shoyal Eitz of a Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, look, I want my son Asveris to rule after me, to rule in my place. I also want Tveria, which is full of Tamid Chachamim. He loved Tamid Chachamim. Ateninus loved Tamid Chachamim. I want that to become a tax-free zone. So what should I do? I can't ask two requests. So Rebbe wanted to answer him, but he wanted to answer him clearly, because then maybe he'll get in trouble. So he answered Derech Remes. Aitzi Gavro, so Rebbe brought a person, Arkevei Achavrei, and he had him ride on top of another person. And he gave the top one a yoina, a dove. And V'omle Tatar, and he told the one on the bottom, Eimer Le'elo, tell the one on top of you, to Lemifrach V'yodei, throw away the dove. So now, Ateninus Chapter, what he's saying, this is Rebbe trying to tell me. Your request is one request. Have them appoint your son Asveris king in your place. And tell your son Asveris that this is Ave Tveria Klonya, that you should make Tveria into a free, a tax-free zone, and this way you have one request, and then he'll do another request. That was the marshal that we have one person on top of the person on bottom. So then the person on bottom tells the person on top, "You do it." So he's the new king. You do it. You make Tveria a tax-free zone. And the Gemara is going to now mention a bunch of different conversations between Rebbe and Antoninus. Antoninus wants to ask Rebbe. Amalei mitzarin lichashuvim Romayi. The people, the certain people in Rome, the chashuvim actually, are bothering me. So Maya Leligine, so Diva Rebbe brought Antoninus into a garden. Every day he pulled out a radish from the ground in front of Antoninus. So Antoninus chap what this means. Omar Shmamin Hoch, come on, this is what he's trying to tell me. At Kotel Chad Chavar now, you kill off one at a time. Don't do all it at once. Because then you're gonna get in trouble. Do it. That was the Eitz. Do it one at a time. Take one at a time and kill them. And that was the Eitzah that he gave him. This way, you can't kill a whole group at a time, but one at a time, you could kill them. On top of Oma Beis, Yudon Beis, Vilevele Meima Behed. Why don't you say Beforish that? Why didn't Rebbe just say the idea? First, you kill each one by itself. Omar, Shama, Chashu, Reimi. The Chashu, Reimi are going to hear about this. They're going to hear about it, and they're going to bother him or bother me. So, here it says, Tavrash Lenefahes, Dilma Mitzar Lele Rebbe, they're going to bother Rebbe, and therefore Rebbe didn't want to do it. Lema Lachash, just say it quietly. Shun Dechsim says, it's possible, Eif Hashmaim Yelech HaZakoyel, that the bird will carry the sound of all your secrets, and that's just a fact. There was a little birdie listening to the conversation, and therefore nothing is really secret. Therefore, no Eitzah, but besides for saying it, Derech Rem is in a cryptic way. Zok Tamar Vaiter, another conversation between Rebbe and Antoninus. Havle who bart the shma Gira. Antoninus had a daughter, and her name was Gira. Ka'av de Yisura, she did Avera, Znus. And Antoninus wanted to know how to be mechanech, his daughter. Shodale Gagira. So he sent Rebbe a Gagira, which is actually a racket plant. But Gagira means that his daughter did a Avera. That's how Rashi learns. We'll see if that test shot maybe soon. But Rashi learns that he sent a Gagira, the Haven Rebbe, Malib Le'esiv Hazeh, Vadis Simonu, which is Simon, the Shachli Gagira, Nigra V'Nimshach Lev Gira Imanoifim. I think the way Rashi is touching it is that her name is Gira, like it says, Hubatsma Gira. Her name is Gira, and she was Megarer after the Znos. That's Lashon Gagira. So he answers on that. So that's what he sent Rebbe. So Rebbe understood that Antoninus is asking about his daughter, that his daughter is doing Averis. So Shadalei Kuzbarta. So Rebbe sent him back a coriander. It's also a type of vegetable. And that sounds for Kois Barta. Kill your daughter. Shadalei. So Antoninus sent back to Rebbe, Karti. He sends back a leak, which means that my offspring will be, I won't even have descendants. So I can ask me, what do you mean? He had a son, Asveris. So some of the Farshim say, Tosfos, Alexander, I think Tosfos, Chachme Anglia says that they didn't have a son at this point. So he said, Antoninus told Rebbe, if you tell me to kill my daughter, I'm not going to have any descendants. Shalach Leichasas, Rebbe sent him, so have Rachmanus. Now Tosfos is bothered by this pshat, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos has a few questions. First of all, Tosfos says, look at top Tosfos. First of all, why do you think you should kill her? Why should you chayav Misa? Pasha, she was a Panuya. Why should you chayav Misa? Va'oy Kasha, Shabsev Chazabai. He was Chayzis. What's going on? What's the conversation? Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos says that Antoninus sent Rebbe a message that she was Mazanataka. So Rebbe sent back, because Bartos means cover Alkloina, cover up her Avera, and just give a Musa of a Seisa. Antoninus didn't understand what he was saying, and he thought that Rebbe was saying to kill her. So he said, what do you mean? I'm not going to have any descendants. That he sent back, Chasa, I mean to have Rachmanis. That was the conversation according to Tosfos. Dr. Ravaita, another story. Every day Antoninus sent Rebbe gold in the bottom of his leather sacks. He put on top of it wheat in order that it should not be recognizable that this is gold. Amalu, he would tell his shlichim, his messengers, I'm too yichit l'Rebbe, bring this wheat to Rebbe. Amalu, Rebbe, I don't need it. I have enough money. Isli tuva, I have enough money. Amar Antoninus said to him, let it be for your children. Did you have Israel? Let's give it to their children. The also basra, because the children will come after you, the also now and their children. Nebuchadnezzar will have to pay taxes to the people who come from me, the other Roman kings. And therefore, just keep the money, it'll come into good use. Because Antoninus always wanted to be Mahana Rebbe because he loved the schus of being Mahana Talmud Chacham. Havaleahu. Nikrasa, there was cave. Dava Ailos of Basil Base Rebbe. He had a cave that went underground from his house to Rebbe's house. And every day called Yoimav and Maisi Tre Avdi, every day he would bring two Avodim and to go learn with Rebbe. Now, first of all, how could Rebbe learn with a Goy, and I learned with the Goy. So some say it means that he learned with him the Shev Mitzvah Noach. Others say Pshat is that he became a Nizkayer, and therefore he was allowed to learn Torah with him. But for some reason, Rebbe learned Torah with Antoninus. So Kol Yoyma, and that was a secret thing that Antoninus was learning Torah with Rebbe. So Kol Yoyma Maisi Trei Avdi, every day he brought with him two Avadim to walk with him through the cave. Chad Kate Abavad Be Rebbe, one of them he killed on the doorstep of Rebbe's house before going in. V'chad kate about the base, and the other one he killed when he came back to his own house, because he didn't want them to tell anyone, but he wanted someone to walk with him. And he didn't want these people to tell anyone. Zanashali has really a few questions. I don't know why he needed two in the beginning, because he needed two, I guess, Adam Chas works with two people. So then on the way back, he only had one. So you have to say, maybe Rebbe walked him back, so then he had two. And the Mepharshim say they didn't kill them both in front of each other because then the other one would get scared and run away. And they didn't kill them together because then the two guys would overpower him. He separated and killed one at a time. And he didn't want them to know that he went to learn Rebbe. Now Tosfos has a kasha, l'chaira, how you like to do this? Even a ben noyach is not like kill someone, hey, like murder someone, just like that, because you don't want to keep a secret. So Tosfos' second shot is, we were talking about convicted convicts over here, that these people were going to get killed anyway. So therefore, they were going to get killed anyway, and therefore, it was not an issa to kill them. Zotik maravaiter. Amalei beidno da asino. When I come learn to your house, so initially gavu kamach. I don't want anyone to be there. Yom echad ashkel Rav Chanina bar Chama davi Yosef. One day he found that he comes to learn with Rebbe, and he finds Rav Chanina bar Chama was there. He says, "What's going on here?" I said, "We can't have anyone here." Amalei minu chavu da asino. I need to tell you, there is gavu kamach. Can't have anyone with you. Amalei leis bar enes. This is not a person. This is a malach. Amalei. So Antoninus wanted to test to see if he's talking malach. He told Rebbe, so okay, you know what? Leim lehu gavda avda de goni abava de koyim veleisei. Go tell Rav. You tell Rav Chanina that he should go tell the Eved who's standing at the door to come here. And he knew, Rebbe knew that Eved was dead. Rebbe did not know. Antoninus knew that Eved was dead. He wanted to see if he's really a malach. So also Rav Chanina bar Chama went, Ashkel v'kotel, he came, they found that he's dead. And he's supposed to be bringing this Eved back to Antoninus. So he said, Hey Chav, what should I do? E eiz v'em l'kotel, if I come back and say that he's dead, then Ema Shiva Kolo. If you have a job, a mission, you shouldn't come back with bad news. If I just leave him there and I come back and I don't say anything, I'm being insulted to the king, I have to listen to the king. So Boy Rachmi Allah, so Rav Chanina bar Chama davened. and the Achye, and he did Tchiyas HaMeisim, Veshad, and he sent him to Taninas. Omar, so Taninas saw his Taka Malach, Yidana Zutu Yis B'chum V'chayim HaMeisim. I Taka know, even the smallest Chacham could actually do Tchiyas HaMeisim. Miu Be'idna Da Sina Lo Yishchak HaKadim. But still, I don't want anyone there. You know, I don't want anyone there, so keep the word, I don't want anyone there. Zotamar Abayit, another conversation called Yom Mishamish L'Rebbe. Every day, he would be Mishamesh Rebbe. He would take care of Rebbe. Machaleh, he would give him food. Machaleh, he would give him drink. He have a Bayu Rebbe, like a Purayo, and Rebbe wanted to get onto the bed, I guess, to eat or to sleep. Have a Gochen Kameh Puriyah. He would bend down next to the bed and let Rebbe step on him. Amaleh, Rebbe said, no, he told Rebbe, Sakaleh, go on me to get up onto the bed. It's not proper to be mezalzel in the malchus so much to go step on a melech. Omar, he says, I wish if only I could be a mat under you in Olam Haba. I want to be a mat. I want this to happen. Now, a different question. He asked him. Omar, he asked Rabbi, am I going to come to Olam Haba? Amalei, yes, you're gonna. Amalei, in, yes, you're gonna come. Amalei, v'achsev, it's impossible. You saw it by Esav. There'll be nothing left of Esav. So it sounds like they're not going to have Olam Haba. So Gemara Baisa Maisa Esav, it's only if someone does the various of Esav and Maisa Esav, then they won't get Olam Haba. Taina, Makal the Rice like that, Lady Sarah, Maisa Esav, Yochel HaKol. You would think that this would be anyone, no one left from Esav. Tamalim, the base Esav. Tamalim, the Pasuk says, the base Esav, Baisa Maisa Esav, only does the Maisa Esav. Omle Antinus asked Rabbi Vachsiv Shoma Edom Elchev Chol Nisrael. It says that Edom will be in Gehenim together with its kings and the Chol Nisrael and all its governors. So it sounds like everyone in Edom will be in Gehenim. So how can you say I'll get Olam Haba? Omle Antinus Rabbi said to Antinus Melechav Loi Kol Mecha. Don't say Kol Mecha. Some of the kings, not all of them. Chol Nisrael Loi Kol Sera. Some of the governors, not all of them. And the Gemara will elaborate on this. Tanya Rahochi, went to the Bryce like that. Malachev, lo kamalachel, and says also, kol nisiyev, lo kol soreho. All the nisiyeho, all the presidents, but not all the ministers. So not everyone. And the Gemara explains and tells you who are coming to exclude. Malachev, lo kamalachel, prat la Antoninos, ben Asveris, that he will be zaychel el mabah. Kol nisiyev, loy kol soreho. When you say all the presidents and not all the ministers, probably Ketiyah Bar Shalom. We're coming to exclude Ketiyah Bar Shalom, which we'll see the story momentarily. Dr. Gemara, Ketiyah Bar Shalom, I just want to stop here and just say a Meridik Medrash that's brought down in Tosfos that, look, it's received me at Taninus, had a shtickle Yiddish and Neshama. Well, what's Pshat is the thing? So you look at Tosfos Amalei, Im Kain, Le Malei Lahai, the Kaya Bava. If you look at Taisvah, it says like this. Amir B'medrash, Mil Taisvah, Amir B'medrash. Cholav Matami, Cholav Matar. Because Shneilad Rebbe, when Rebbe was born, Gozru Shalimah, there was a Roman decree at that time, you now will do a Mila. Va'av Imei Malu. And the Rebbe's parents gave him Mila. Shalach Keser, Vavilu Rebbe, V'imoy Lefanav. They brought the baby Rebbe and his mother Lefanav in front of the Keser. And the mother of the Keser's wife, the mother of Antoninus actually, switched, they felt bad for the mother, switched the baby Antoninus for baby Rebbe for the time being. And the mother of Rebbe nursed Antoninus until he brought her in front of the Keser. They checked the baby, he's oral. So we see from here that because Antoninus drank a little milk from Rebbe's mother, he was Zeicha Tresi Taka, was Niskar, according to Taisus, according to the Shami, all came from that story, a Maridik story. Zot Maravaita, Katir Bashalom, what story, Katir Bashalom? Dahu Kaisra, Dahava Sagil Yehudah. So a certain Caesar who hated the Yidin. Omle Chashuv de Machuse. He's talking to his advisors, and he said to the advisors, Misha Olav Nima Baragloi, if someone has dead skin, like gangrene, what happens? Let him cut it off and he'll be healed. Oy, yanechenav yitztar. You leave it and let it spread and suffer. So what he held the Jews were like a cancer, were like a dead skin. So amuloi. So they said, you know what you should do? Yakdenav yichel. You should cut it off. So get rid of the yidden. Amulek tiyabash shalom. It's not so good. Didn't get rid of the yidden. First of all, chadod leichalt lehu lekula. It's impossible to get all the yidden. Why? The chesiv says in the pasuk, ki ga'arba ruchais hashmayim prasayeschem. I spread you out like the four ruchais. Now it says ki'arba ruchais. My kama ilam devaratam ba'arba ruchais. It means I spread you to the four sides of the world. Hi ki'arba ruchais la'arba ruchais. By the way, say two of the four sides of the world. What's ki'arba? What's like the four directions? So Elo, you know what it means? Kashem shi efshalom b'olai v'olai rucha. Just like it's impossible to have a world without winds. Kachi efshar la'olam b'olai Yisrael. That's what's saying, that Klai Yisrael's kav rucha. Because it's impossible, a world without Jews is impossible. Just like it's a world without winds, not possible. That's one thing he told the Kaiser. And number two, he said, v'oid, if you're missing the Jews, you're going to have a kingdom that's missing part of the kingdom. Because every kingdom has a little bit of Jews in it. And here you're going to make big bald spots in your kingdom. Omalei, so Caesar says the Katia, you know, may Meshav Karatani good, I'm not getting rid of the Jews. But Miu, call the Zochi Lamalka, anyone who wins over and wins the argument over a melech, Sholei Kamuna Chalila. You throw him into a chamber full of sand and he dies there. When they were bringing him to this place to kill him, a certain lady called out to Katia and said, it's terrible that the ship is going without paying its taxes. Because you're going to go up to Shemaim, if you'd have a Mila, you'll be led into Olam Haba. But now that you're a Orel, you're going to be going to Gehenim. Like it says in the Marashah, explains that Avraham Avinu comes to Gehenim and takes out all the people who are Gemalot. So since you don't have a Mila, you didn't pay your taxes, so how are you going to go to Olam Haba? Nafal HaReisha, it will say, so he fell on his Arla and Kata, and he cut it off. That's why his name is Katia. And he said, what he said was, Yavis Michsi, I gave my taxes, Chalf is over, now I'll go to the Olam Haba. Because Shadulei, when they're throwing him into this chamber where they were killing him, Omar, Kol Nechsar L'Rav Akiva V'Chaver, all my possessions go to Rav Akiva and his Chaverim and his colleagues. Now, Tosus points out Akasha. He says, you see, to go to Olam Haba, you have to be a Gemalot. You have to have a Mila. So what's about in Antoninus? The bottom Tosus, I'm talking about Arminim Pratla Antoninus, Avagav the Ozablai Mechsa. He didn't pay. Yeshleim Ashigam Hu Nimol. He also got a Mila, just like Katia. So Yotza Rav Akiva, who gets this Yerusha? It was a huge Yerusha, very rich. It's one of the ways Rav Akiva became very rich. It was from here, Katia Bar Shalom. He's very rich. So when it says La Kiva V'Chaver, how do you split up this present, this gift? How do you split it up? Yotzer Akiva Darash V'Hoyz La'Aron Levanov. We know about Lechem Panim, it goes Aron Levanov, means Aaron gets one chelik and Levanov get chelik all connected him. Mechzel Aron, Mechzel Levanov. So here also he said, I get half and you get half. Yotzer Baskav Amra Ketia Ba'Shalom V'Zum L'Chayim Abba. Ketia Ba'Shalom V'Zoycha To'il Ma'Abba. Bacha Rebbe. Rebbe cried, V'Amma, Yesh Koina Lom V'Shachas. Someone can be Koina the next world in 1 minute. Some people take years to acquire Olam Haba. The Gemara says, Antoninus Shamsa Rabbi. Antoninus was Meshamish. He took care of Rabbi. Adarkon Shamsa Rav. A different guy, his name was Adarkon. He took care of Rav. And Kishach Antoninus died. Omer Rabbi. Rabbi said, Nispar de Chavila. The bundle unraveled. This Rashi says on top of the Omer. It means, on top of your Aleph, Avisenu Shekoshu and Nefesh Nefesh. We were tied together with a rope. That now unraveled our friendship. Kishach Madarchto Omer Rav. Same thing. Nispar de Chavila. On top of your Aleph and Aleph. Nispar de Chavila. That our ties got unraveled. Our ropes got unraveled.